This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
It's time
to catch a cheater.
Only on the Jubal Show.
Josh is on the phone today for War of the Roses to catch a cheater, and he thinks that his girlfriend of 3.5 years named Karina might be cheating on him, so we'll see if we can help him out. Thank you for coming on the show, Josh. This is never easy. Hopefully we find out that she's not cheating, though. Tell us a little bit about the situation, man. Why do you think Karina might be messing around?
Yeah, as you mentioned, we've been together for about 3.5 years, and, you know, I just feel like she's kind of checking out of our relationship a little bit. And, you know, the big thing is she used to always like drop hints about an engagement ring, where she wanted to go for our honeymoon. But the last 3 months, that's kind of stopped. You know, she never misses a Pilates class. You know, she's going and working out, extra hard these days, more often than usual. You know, she's a very beautiful woman, but now like her body's looking extra fine. You know, she is spending more time out, you know, she says with her friends, you know, doing her own thing away from me. When she is at home, she's, you know, she's always on her phone. You know, I don't know what she's doing on there, but, and I've been trying to be more flirtatious and, you know, more than normal.
Okay.
Since I've noticed this, and not as responsive as she used to be.
Could it be something else besides her cheating?
I hope she's not. I hope she's just, you know, I hope she really is going to Pilates. I hope when she says she's out with her girlfriend, that's really the case.
Good chance it might be. But also it's kind of weird, though, just because, like, I don't know, when you have your heart set on where you're going to go on your honeymoon or, like, your ring, it's like, did you get distracted? Did somebody get you off course of that particular fantasy that you have with your man, you know?
I mean, yeah, that's kind of what I'm wondering. It's like, why has the behavior changed? And, you know, I mean, the first place my mind goes is, oh, maybe she's cheating. You know, again, I hope not, but it's hard not to contemplate that.
So the engagement thing, has she thought you were going to ask her to marry you for a long time?
I mean, I don't know if she like thought I was, but she definitely has been like, she definitely was hinting that that's the direction she wanted this relationship to go.
I don't know if this is a thing, but Nina, you could answer it. Would you give up at a certain point if it was 2 years and you were waiting for your boyfriend to propose and you would just be like, okay, he's not going to? Is that how you would feel?
If that's what I wanted, like more than anything, then yes.
Okay.
But then would you cheat or leave the relationship?
Maybe. I mean, what if, how it happens if she finds somebody that, you know, is on a different path and is moving faster than Josh? And hopefully not. Maybe it hasn't even gotten to that part yet. And then maybe Josh can still get back in there and, you know, save the day. But a lot of this is communication, I think.
You probably are right. I mean, I probably should have picked up on these hints. I probably should have been more proactive about that. And that's on me. And now I'm kind of kicking myself.
I mean, I don't know, Josh. You should do it in your time, right? Because you want to make sure you're ready. Also, if you really think you should have been more proactive, then okay. But don't beat yourself up about it. That's a big decision to make. And you should do it in your time. If she wants it earlier, then maybe you guys have a conversation of how long can you wait or something like that.
But right? I also think that if you're in a relationship for 3.5 years and let's say you are somebody that's like, okay, well, you know how I feel about you. And if you don't feel the same way, then what are we doing? So
yeah, that was the conversation I was saying to have, but you said it much more clearly than
that. Well, then Josh, let's find out if we're having that conversation today.
All right, Josh. So is there anybody that you suspect she might be cheating with?
No, it's no one in particular.
All right. Well, you told us what grocery store she shops at. So we'll call and pretend to be from that grocery store and say that every single month we choose one rewards card member at random who gets free flowers delivered from our beautiful new and improved floral department. And we'll see if she sends those flowers to you or to someone else. Okay.
All right. Fingers crossed.
Play a song, come back and get your War of the Roses to catch a cheater next.
It's time to catch a cheater. Only on the Jubal Show.
If you're just joining us for War of the Roses to catch a cheater, Josh is on the phone and he thinks that his girlfriend of 3.5 years, Karina, might be cheating on him. We're about to call her and see if we can catch her, if she is, or hopefully find out that she isn't. But Josh, before we call her, why don't you refresh everybody's memory on why you think she might be messing around?
We've been together for about 3.5 years. And, you know, for a while now, she's been hinting, you know, basically that she wants to get married. And I haven't really taken the hint. So for the past 3 months, she's kind of been more distant, spending more time out of the house, working out more, and spending a lot of time on her phone when she is at home. So I'm a little worried.
Well, we're going to call her and do the usual, pretend to be from the grocery store where she's a rewards card member. And we'll say that every single month we choose one rewards member, totally random, who gets free flowers delivered from our floral department. We'll see if she believes that. And if she does, if she sends the flowers to you, Josh, or to someone else. Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, I'm going to call her right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Karina?
Yeah, this is.
Karina, you're a rewards card member at...
Yeah.
Karina, my name is Jordan, and I'm calling to say congratulations! You're this month's big winner!
What did I win? Thank you.
The flowers.
I won some flowers?
Yes, every single month. I don't know if you know this or not. We choose one rewards card member at random to say thank you very much for shopping with us, and we appreciate your business and you being a loyal customer. You've just won 36 long stem red roses to be delivered anywhere in the United States, absolutely free. It comes with a box of chocolates and a card.
Oh my gosh, I loved it. Oh, thank you.
No problem. We just started doing it, so it's kind of new.
Oh my gosh, I never win anything. This is crazy.
If you know who you want to send to right now, I can take the info over the phone in just a matter of minutes.
Oh, okay. No, this is perfect. Thank you. Yeah, I definitely have like the perfect person to send these to. This is awesome.
I would, let's start with the name. First and last name of the person that you would like to send these flowers to.
Marcy.
And would you like to put anything on a card?
Yes, yes. Okay. Love you, Mom. Thank you for always being there for me.
Oh, that's your mom.
Yes.
That's nice.
She's going to love this.
Well, that's fabulous. She will love it. Well, I guess she would love it if it was real.
What do you mean if it was real?
I mean, this is actually Jubal from the Jubal Show. It's a radio show.
Hi, I'm Nina, also on that radio show.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
What? Yeah, so... We don't really have flowers to send.
What is going on? This is, oh my God, like I said, I never win anything. Of course I never win.
Maybe you did, though.
Yeah. We do a segment on the show. It's called War of the Roses to Catch a Cheater. Your boyfriend, Josh, is on the phone, has been listening, and...
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. Josh?
Hey, babe.
Josh, are you kidding me? Is this happening?
Yeah, it's happening.
So are we clear? Are you cheating on him, Karina?
Wait, who's cheating on who? What is going on? I don't understand what is happening here.
The segment is, Karina, if you think your significant other might be cheating, we call up and pretend that you won flowers and we see if you send the flowers to someone else. Uh-huh. Sometimes we catch people, sometimes we don't. And that's what Josh set up because he was suspicious that you might be.
So you send the flowers to your mom. So cool. So we just want to make sure there's no side piece.
No, there is no side piece. I cannot believe this is happening. Am I on the radio?
Yeah.
If you're not cheating, then what's going on? I mean, you seem like you're calling
what
away.
What do you mean, what is going on? What is going on?
You're always out of the house. You're always on your phone. You're you know, you don't talk about a honeymoon anymore or a ring. So,
well,
so what's going on?
Why are you talking about a honeymoon if there's no wedding? Oh my gosh, this is insane. Josh, have you lost your mind? Seriously, I have been following a few passions lately, and okay, maybe I have checked out slightly, but cheating?
Passions? What kind of passions?
I don't know. I'm really into the Pilates studio I'm going to. I've been enjoying doing like the paint nights with the ladies. I don't know. Some wine tasting classes. I don't know. Just some things that you aren't that into. I've just been exploring like some more fun things to do because I'm going to be really honest. It hasn't seemed that fun lately. And I can't believe we're doing this on the radio. Like,
what hasn't been that fun?
Gosh, there's like nothing to look forward to. I'm sorry. Like, like every day is just the same. We've been together a really long time. And I just was like, I need some new interest. Like COVID kind of kept us like locked in forever. And I am just trying to like spread my wings a little bit.
I mean, yeah, but how come you don't bring Josh with you?
He's just not interested in anything. Like,
I mean, are you happy with me?
Josh, I love you, but I just don't know where things are going is all. Like,
you just said that nothing's fun and interesting and you're bored. It sounds like you don't want to be with me anymore.
No, it's not that. I feel like we're like just kind of going in circles and there's like nothing to look forward to. And I just feel like I'm not getting any younger and I just kind of want to look forward to a future. And I don't know if you're on the same page with me. I want to get married someday. I really see kids in my future. And I just don't know if we are on the same page. And that's what's made this tough. I do love you, but I don't know what our future looks like. I just can't sit here and wait around forever. And so I'm just kind of at a loss of what to do. I mean, we've been together, what, 3 years? Like, you should know by now, right?
I mean, I do know. I just didn't feel like I was ready, mostly from a financial perspective. You know, I want to make sure that I can buy a house and support you. I think that's the real reason I've been holding off on proposing.
I don't know. I just feel like you have very cold feet, and it just, I don't know. It didn't seem like you were waiting on anything. So,
does that make you feel better, though, Karina? I mean, he wants to marry you.
How long are
Karina,
we supposed to just
will you marry
me?
Oh.
Wait, what?
Will you marry me?
You're asking me right now on the radio, will I marry you? How has this day gone like this? Like, seriously, no. I mean, not this way.
You said you were tired of waiting. I don't want to make you wait any longer.
Yeah, but I can't have the rest of my life me on the radio complaining that I've waited too long and then you just drag out, by the way. Like, that's not how this goes. This is not my story. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. I got it. Just give me like a week.
What? Oh my gosh. Okay. Don't tell me like, Don't give me any hints. I want to be surprised, okay?
All right. Well, at some point, congratulations, you guys.
I mean, right?
Yeah, you know you're not cheating. That's good. And it sounds like you guys are going to have a long future together.
Yeah, you'll get engaged at some point.
At some point.
Thrilled.
Within the week, probably.
The Jubal Show's To Catch a Cheater.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.